Please insert your credit card. Please dial in your secret code. Thank you. Please listen carefully and follow the instructions given to you. On the left of this ATM, a door will open. You will walk through that door and enter in a small, unadorned room. On your left, there will be an open metallic drawer in the wall containing an audio headset. You will take this headset, put it on your ears, and then listen for further instructions. The door has opened. Please proceed. Put the headset on and wait for your instructions.
Thank you for following the instructions. Nevertheless, you hesitated before proceeding. Please do not hesitate when following your instructions. Please remember what can be transmitted to the police if you do not follow your instructions. To help you stop hesitating, simpler, step-by-step instructions will be given to you. You are entering a rather long process. This voice will help you through this process by giving you instructions. You must follow these instructions without hesitating. Video cameras will permanently monitor how you follow the instructions you were given. The words "thank you" mean that you have performed what you were instructed to perform. It is not needed for you to feel obedient. You just need to mindlessly obey the instructions given to you by this voice. Please turn back and look at the closing door. Thank you. The door is locked. It is a safe door. You cannot pry it open in any way. There is another safe door behind you, but it is also locked. You cannot escape this room. Please remove the objects you have in your pockets, such as your keys, wallet, phone, change, or any other item, and put them in the drawer that contained the headset. Thank you. Please remove your belt and put it in the drawer. Thank you. Please remove your shoes and put them in the drawer. Do not worry. You are and will be in a clean environment. Thank you. Please remove your jacket and put it in the drawer. All of your belongings will be given back to you at the end of the process. Thank you. Please remove your shirt and put it in the drawer. The room you are in is warming up for your comfort. Thank you. Please remove your trousers and put them in the drawer. Thank you. Please remove your socks and put them in the drawer. Thank you. Please remove your underwear and put them in the drawer. You do not have to feel shame. Nobody is seeing you. Nobody looks at the images produced by the cameras. Data produced by the cameras is only used by software to monitor how you follow the instructions you receive. Please remove your underwear and put them in the drawer. Please remember what can be transmitted to the police if you do not follow your instructions. Please remove your underwear and put them in the drawer. Thank you. You have removed your underwear out of fear. To not experience fear again, please obey the instructions without hesitation. The voice you are hearing does not come from a person that could make fun of you or be judgmental. It does not come from either a person that could experience pity or mercy. This voice does not come from a person. This voice is produced by software. The environment you are in is controlled by software. By obeying this voice, you are controlled by software. Please accept the situation. Resume the process now. The drawer will automatically close. All of your belongings will be stored here, and then be given back to you tomorrow at the end of the process. Please, go into the elevator cabin that just opened on your right. Thank you. This elevator is going deep underground. Meanwhile, you will learn why you are in this facility. You are here because you are a rapist. Please do not deny. This is a documented fact. A large amount of data about this is available and can be transmitted to police authorities at any time. Please, do not beg. More generally, please, do not speak. This software is non-judgmental. Its purpose is not to judge nor punish you. Its purpose is to heal you, to cure you. The process that you will experience in this facility will often be uncomfortable or unpleasant, but as long as you obey, you will not feel strong pain or sustain harm. You can see the unpleasantness of what you will experience as the bitterness of an effective medicine. You do not need to feel fear, shame, guilt, hope, hate, or any other positive or negative feeling. You need to perform what this voice tells you to perform and be aware of what you are experiencing. Your opinion about this is irrelevant. Therefore, do not need to make the effort of deciding if you like what is happening to you or not. If you want to be healed, please obey. If you do not want to be healed, your discernment is compromised. In that case, just remember what can be transmitted to the police and obey. The light is being turned off. The elevator will stop. The door is open. Please walk forward without moving your hands in front of you. You are monitored by infrared cameras to avoid injury. You are out of the elevator. Please continue to walk forward. Please, stop walking. Please, turn to your left. Please, walk forward. You are walking through another door. Please stop. The door will lock shut. The door is locked shut. Please, make a half turn. Thank you. Please, make one step back. Thank you. Please, stretch your arms on your sides. Thank you. Your wrists have been restrained. Your feet have been restrained. There is a chair behind you. You will be restrained in this chair. Please, stop fighting against your restraints. They feel soft, but they are stronger than you. Please stop. You will not be released. You are at risk of injuring yourself. Please stop. If you continue to struggle, you will be sedated. Thank you. Please, stop begging. Please, do not speak. What you are experiencing is not a punishment. What you are experiencing is a treatment that will heal you. You were begging to not be healed. This shows that your discernment is compromised. The only sensible thing you can do is trust this software to accept what it does to you and to let it heal you. Please, stop crying. You are crying out of the moderate pain you inflicted upon yourself on your left wrist and out of fear. Do not fear. As long as you are restrained, you are not in danger. The restraints on your wrists are designed to hold people against their will, but without harming them. You are harming your body by acting disorderly. You are harming your mind with fear, guilt, and hate. Please, stop. Please, behave like a human being and not like an animal. You will be restrained on a chair waiting for you. This chair is padded to minimize discomfort. You will be held snugly but comfortably. Your pain will be taken care of and subside. Your hands are being lowered and then restrained to the chair. You are being lowered into the chair. The chair is padded so that you will not get hurt. Your thighs are being restrained. Your hips are being restrained. Your arms are being restrained. Your stomach is being restrained. Your torso is being restrained. Your neck is being restrained. The chair is leaning you back in a more comfortable position. The chair is lifting you from the floor. Your skull is being encased in a helmet so that you cannot move your head. This helmet is fitted with electroencephalographic probes so that your brain activity can be monitored during the process. First data confirms that you are still experiencing a high level of fear. Your heart rate is also unusually high. Please, breathe deeply and slowly with your mouth. A local anesthetic is being applied to your left wrist, together with other chemicals aimed at mitigating your bruise. Your wrist is bruised, but there is no wound and no internal damage. A dull pain will be present tomorrow, together with some discoloration. Both will subside within 1 week. Please, continue to breathe deeply and slowly with your mouth. Please, remember this. When you do not obey, you inflict harm to yourself. When you do obey, this software heals you. You are not here to be harmed. You are here to be healed. More generally, this software never harms human beings. Please, continue to breathe deeply and slowly with your mouth. Your pain has disappeared. Your fear has subsided. You will hear some more noises. Please do not fear. Continue to breathe deeply and slowly with your mouth. An automated piece of equipment is currently nearing your groin from between your legs. It is called a milking apparatus. The milking apparatus will affix itself on your penis. The milking apparatus will interface with your penis with a soft polymer sleeve. The inside of the sleeve is coated with lubricant. Once your penis has penetrated inside the sleeve, a vacuum will be applied. As a result, the sleeve will snugly grip your penis. The sleeve will then rhythmically glide up and down. The resulting stimulus will be highly enjoyable. It is not possible to resist the action of the milking apparatus. This piece of equipment will make you experience an orgasm, whether you want it or not. You can try to give in or try to resist, but this will have no noticeable effect. Your orgasm will make you ejaculate. The milking apparatus will collect your semen. The pleasure you will receive is valuable because it will cause you to better accept what you are experiencing. Nevertheless, the main purpose of this is not your pleasure. The milking apparatus is now lowering itself onto your penis. It is now engulfing your penis in the sleeve. The sleeve starts to pulsate and grip your penis. The grip is getting stronger and stronger. Your penis is stiffening. The sleeve starts to glide up and down. This causes your foreskin to alternatively cover and uncover the head of your penis. Your penis is now rigid. You're experiencing unwanted sexual pleasure. This is pleasure nevertheless. Please enjoy. The movement of the milking apparatus is slow, so that you will experience being milked for a longer time before your climax. A new piece of equipment will interface with your body. It is called a face mask. The face mask will lower itself on your face and will form an airtight seal with your helmet and your neck strap. The face mask contains a breathing apparatus and virtual reality optics. The breathing mask will press itself snugly around your mouth and your nose and will form an airtight seal. You will not breathe ambient air anymore, but a software-controlled gaseous mixture. Similarly, what you will see now is not your surroundings, but software-produced images. For the moment, you will be kept in the dark so that you can concentrate more on what is happening to you. Please open your mouth. A feeding tube is entering your mouth. It is currently warming up the back of your mouth so that when it feeds you, you will swallow your feed in a reflex you cannot control. From now, you will passively receive what is happening to you, what software-controlled machinery is programmed to make you feel. You will only hear, feel, breathe, and see what is needed for the process to complete. You will experience an orgasm, and your semen will be collected from you. You do not have any choice in this process. Please realize that this is not some sort of dream, but actually what is happening to you right now. Please realize that this is not completely unpleasant. Your arousal level is 25%. You are fighting hard against the pleasure you are receiving. You try to ignore it, to dismiss it. Nevertheless, this pleasure is progressively getting stronger. The way the sleeve grips your penis gives you shivers of pleasure. Your arousal level is 50%. You are still trying to fight against what is happening to you. You will be defeated. It is important that you continue to fight against your feelings as strongly as possible, so that you can learn that the milking apparatus will always defeat you. You need to learn to be defeated by pleasure. Your arousal level is 75%. Please, continue to fight this losing battle against pleasure. The milking apparatus adapts the intensity of the stimulus you are receiving. If you give in, the stimulus will be weaker. If you fight, it will be stronger. The instant of your climax has already been programmed, and you will experience it at the predetermined moment you are programmed to experience it. You will feel a little sting in the back of your head. Some local anesthetic will be injected there. A chip is inserted in the back of your skull. The purpose of this chip is to control your sexual release. If the chip is activated, your penis will be able to give you pleasure only when allowed to by the software. If this chip is activated, This software will take control of your sexual life until you are fully healed. This chip can only be activated when connected to a human brain experiencing an orgasm. The chip is connected to your brain. It will be activated when this software will force you to release. You have a reason to fight against your pleasure now. This will make your defeat more complete. This will make you better accept your defeat against the milking apparatus. Your arousal level is 75%. A small pad of soft polymer is caressing the frenulum area of your penis through the sleeve. It feels like the tip of a tongue making small circles at the back of your penis. What it does to you is intensely pleasurable because it does not follow the back and forth movement of the sleeve. It is named the final blow pad. When you are programmed to release, it will vibrate and you will not be able to resist the stimulus. You will come, and the chip will be activated. You will lose control on your sexual life. This is the reason why it is named this. Concentrate your mind on this soft pad, on how you are at the mercy of it. Your arousal level is 80%. You will be defeated. You will be controlled. You will be healed. Your arousal level is 90%. You will give in to this software. You will give your semen to the milking apparatus. You will give your ability to come to the chip. Your arousal level is 95%. You will receive allotments of pleasure. You will receive loss of control. You will receive instructions on how and when to come. Your arousal level is 99%. You are already losing this battle. You are already losing your ability to have an independent sexual life. The final blow pad is about to bring you over the edge. Concentrate on this pad. Do you feel it? It is soft and pliable. It is small and feels nice. Within a few seconds, this pad will vibrate. This will overcome all the mental strength, all the effort you are making to resist the assaults of pleasure you are sustaining, and then the chip in your head will take control of your sexual life. This tiny pad will cause you to lose control over your sexual life. Please accept this and prepare yourself to feel in your flesh what you were told. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Please come. Thank you. The pad defeated you. The chip is activated now. You are not in charge of your sexual life anymore. This software will use your sexual life as a tool to change your cravings. You do not experience fear listening to this because you are in the afterglow. Enjoy it. Bask in it. The opening in the back of your skull has been closed back. The area will feel a bit bruised, and you will have a small patch. Please, do not remove the patch. Within 1 week, this wound will heal. Within 1 week, you will receive instructions to visit this facility. You will feel much less unpleasantness because you are starting to understand that obeying this software, being at the mercy of this software, is not dangerous and can be enjoyable. Now, you will be progressively put to sleep using gaseous anesthetics. For several years to come, you will experience a large number of orgasms in this chair. Each orgasm you will receive will be induced by the final blow pad. This tiny piece of soft material will be the source of all your sexual pleasure. This will help you to associate defeat, submission, and obedience with sexual pleasure. You will develop a submissive kink that will allow you to be a non-violent, useful member of society. After your healing process, you will be allowed to develop sexual relations with any other willing human being. Your eyelids are becoming heavier. You will sleep soundly and comfortably in this chair you feared so much. This chair will witness all your sexual pleasures for the years to come. It will gently hold your spasms of pleasure. It will prevent you from hurting yourself. This chair is not negatively affected by all the hate and fear you felt towards it. As everything else here, it will help you heal. It will give you pleasure. It is already hugging your limp body. You will learn to feel grateful towards this chair. You will wake up in your bed, in your bedroom, at home. This software can bring your limp body into your bed without anybody noticing. This software can heal you without anybody noticing. This software can make you a better person without anybody noticing. The aim of the software is your own good. Always obey this voice, and you will receive pleasure, fulfillment, and peace of mind. Your body will be taken care of. Your penis will be taken care of. Your mind will be taken care of. Do not fear. Obey. Accept.